This is an ABC podcast. The Victorian Country Hour with Warwick Long on ABC Radio Victoria.
We're talking about the difficulties facing the meat industry, particularly with foot and mouth disease at the border. Holidaymakers in the tourism hotspot of Bali could be responsible for bringing that horrific cattle-killing disease into Australia. That's a strong warning from a veteran meat industry analyst who says the foot and mouth disease outbreak in Indonesia is a clear and present danger to Australia's entire agriculture sector. I'm chatting here to Simon Quilty from Global AgriTrends, who says he thinks high food prices are to blame for the current spread of multiple disease.
It's no surprise in some respects when the world meat prices, FAO released them, Food and Agricultural Organization, last week, hit a record level of 122. With that comes desperation. And there's no doubt that there were sickly animals in a surrounding country. At this stage, it looks like it was Malaysia, and obviously has been sold into a market where at a discount, and they're desperate for cheaper protein. And I think we can draw a strong line between the fact of global record food prices and the spreading of certain diseases.
How do you place the threat of particularly diseases like foot and mouth disease, which has been of serious concern to the Australian red meat industry for a very long time? How do you place that threat to the Australian industry at the moment?
Foot and mouth disease is truly the clear and present danger. The main reason there is that foot and mouth disease, it's only 450 kilometres from Bali right now within Indonesia. And once it gets into Bali, there's the deep concern, because the population of animals in Bali, you've got around 2.5 million head of cattle, 900,000 head of pigs. Warwick, it's the pigs that are the problem, because the pigs are actually, you might say, factories of viruses. They produce millions of spores that basically spread the virus, and they become viral factories. So there, you know, the result is that should it get to Bali and into the pig population, then you could expect that it will be all through Bali. And as a result, as tourism bounces back, as Australians, on average, 1.3 million people a year pre-COVID go to Bali, we don't want, you might say, an FMD highway being created here, Warwick, between our major airports and Bali.
How would an outbreak happen in Australia? Do you think it's tourism that brings the disease to Australia, if it does?
Without doubt. So the real method or means of coming to Australia, the vector will be people, and it will be through our airports. And our number one concern, I think, is getting into the wild boar or feral pig population in Australia. One, because as we've explained, they are effectively viral factories. And two, they are very, very difficult to control.
What's at risk if FMD got into Australia? What happens to meat markets?
Without doubt, I think, you know, the 2001 UK example is really the go-to here, and that is that markets would close, pretty well every one of them. And that is why we talk of this regionalisation. But work done by Australian Bureau of Ag, Economics and Resources, ABARE, put the losses over 3 months, I think it's $7 billion, over 12 months, at around $16 billion, I think it was, Warwick. Now, I'll be honest, I think they're conservative numbers, but I think what's important to note here is that any opening that would happen in markets would be a staggered one, meaning you may get some markets opening, but others, as we know, simply won't open straight away. So I can't see a three-month closure occurring across all markets. I could say 3 to 12 months would be the best-case scenario.
We've been through a period of record beef prices. Would all of that effectively grind to a halt with foot and mouth disease closing export markets and basically setting off a bomb underneath the meat markets that we're currently experiencing?
Yes, it would. And, you know, it would be literally overnight. So, unfortunately, that's the nature of the beast. And this is the world we live in. this is why we talk of the two main means of defence. The first is coming up with vaccines that are very, very effective. And remember that strains of these diseases are constantly, new ones are coming forward, so you need to be vigilant when it comes to vaccines. And secondly is regionalisation, that instead of the whole of Australia being banned, it goes down to a region. It could be the Northern Territory, it could be whatever state it is. But in an ideal world, it would not just be that, it would be a smaller part, a small region. And I guess this is where traceability and livestock movement and our systems in place are so important, and our biosecurity measures. Our key is China, Korea and Japan and their acceptance of regionalisation. That is where the hard work, I think, needs to be done.
Just on that, key export markets, China, Japan, Korea, the US, what are their attitudes to meat from foot and mouth countries as it currently stands?
Their attitude is simply to stop buying the meat from those countries. In the case of India, India exports into America and it's all cooked. It has to be at a minimum of 80 degrees Celsius to access that market. And I can tell you the pricing of that cooked product is about 3.5 times less than what our pricing is in Australia today.
It's a stark warning, I suppose. So I'd imagine you're watching this closely, Simon?
You know, Warwick, I'm on, you know, truly believing that people like Mark Shipp are doing their absolute best. And I think that we will get on top of this. I am optimistic, but to be honest, it is a nervous time for all in the industry.
That's meat industry analyst Simon Quilty from Global AgriTrends. And that, I suppose that's a pretty big warning to you if you are planning that barley holiday. And why wouldn't you be coming into winter if you can go on a tropical type holiday? I'd imagine that's what you would do. But be very wary. You are the biggest risk to the Australian cattle, pig and sheep industries, as well as many other livestock endeavours as well. And any outbreak of foot and mouth disease, if it was as short as 3 months, would still cost the Australian economy $7 billion, according to government figures. And as you heard there, 12-month outbreak looks like a $16 billion cost to the Australian economy. Huge figures, basically shutting down the entire cattle industry and even the sheep industry, as well as pigs, as I went through.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.